Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I'm going to start out with some reminders about the 2020 County Committee elections. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency encourages all farmers, ranchers, and FSA program participants to take part in the Cass County Committee election process. FSA County committees are a critical component of the day-to-day operations of FSA and allow grassroots input in the local administration of the federal farm programs. Committees are comprised of locally elected agricultural producers responsible for the fair and equitable administration of FSA farm programs in their counties. Committee members are accountable to the Secretary of Agriculture. If they're elected, members become part of the local decision-making and farm program delivery process. County committee is comprised of anywhere from 3 to 11 elected members. Here in Cass County, we have 3. They're from local administrative areas. Each member serves a 3-year term, and 1/3 of the seats on the committees are open for election each year. This year, Cass County's committee election is for the townships Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria. County committees may have an appointed advisor to further represent the local interests of underserved farmers and ranchers, underserved producers or beginning women and other minority farmers and ranchers and landowners, and/or operators who have limited resources. All nomination forms for the 2020 election must be postmarked or received in the local USDA Service Center by August 3rd, which is a Monday. For more information on the FSA County Committee election and appointments, refer to the FSA fact sheet entitled Eligibility to Vote and Hold Office as a COC Member, which is available at fsa.usda.gov/elections. And next, disaster set-aside loan programs. Farm Service Agency is broadening the use of the Disaster Set-Aside Loan Provision Program, normally used in the wake of natural disasters, to allow farmers with USDA farm loans who are affected by COVID-19 and are also determined eligible to have their next payment set aside. In some cases, FSA may also set aside a second payment for farmers and one payment set aside because of a prior designated disaster. FSA direct borrowers will receive a letter with the details of the expected expanded disaster set-aside authorities, which includes a possible set-aside of annual operating loans, as well as explanations of the additional loan servicing operations that are available. To discuss or request a loan payment set-aside, borrowers should call or email the farm loan staff at their local county FSA office. Set-aside payment's due date is moved to the final maturity date of the loan or extended up to 12 months in the case of an annual operating loan. Any principal set aside will continue to accrue interest until it is repaid. This aims to improve the borrower's cash flow in the current production cycle. FSA previously announced it was relaxing the loan-making process and adding flexibility for servicing direct and guaranteed loans to provide credit to producers in need. Direct loan applicants and borrowers are encouraged to contact a local FSA county office to discuss loan-making and servicing flexibilities and other needs or concerns. Customers participating in FSA's guaranteed loan programs are encouraged to contact their lender. Information on these flexibilities and other office contact information can be found on farmers.gov/coronavirus. FSA will be accepting more forms and applications by fax or electronic signature. Some services are also available online to customers with an e-auth account, which provides access to the farmers.gov portal, where producers can view USDA farm loan information and certain program applications and payments. Customers can track payments, report completed practices, request conservation assistance, and electronically sign documents. Customers who do not already have an e-auth account can enroll at farmers.gov/sign-in. And now, Conservation Reserve Program continuous enrollment. Farm Service Agency is still accepting offers for the specific conservation practices under the continuous Conservation Reserve Program sign-up. CRP is a voluntary program that contracts with ag producers so the environmentally sensitive ag land is devoted to conservation benefits. CRP participants establish long-term resource-conserving vegetative species such as approved grasses or trees. Those are known as covers. Those control soil erosion, improve the water quality, and enhance wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with annual rental payments and car share assistance. Continuous sign-up enrollment contracts are either 10 or 15 years in duration. Under continuous CRP sign-up, environmentally sensitive land devoted to certain conservation practices can be enrolled in CRP at any time. Offers are automatically accepted, provided the land and producer meet certain eligibility requirements and the enrollment levels do not exceed the statutory cap. Unlike the CRP enrollments under the general CRP sign-up or the CRP grassland sign-up, Offers for continuous enrollment are not subject to competitive bidding during the specific periods. For more information, including a list of acceptable practices, visit fsa.usda.gov/CRP. And finally, information on payments to deceased producers. In order to claim a Farm Service Agency payment on behalf of a deceased producer, all program conditions for the payment must have been met before the applicable producer's date of death. If a producer earned a FSA payment prior to his or her death, the following is the order of precedence for the representatives of the producer. We'll start out with the administrator or the executor of the state, then it goes to the surviving spouse, then to the surviving sons or daughters, which would include the adopted children, then it goes to the fathers and surviving fathers and mothers, then brothers or sisters, then any heirs of the deceased person who would be entitled to payment according to state law. In order for FSA to release the payment, the legal representative of the deceased producer must file a form FSA 325 to claim the payment for themselves or an estate. County office will verify and determine that the application, contract, loan agreement, or other similar form requesting payment insurance was signed by the applicable deadline for such form by the deceased or person legally authorized to act on the behalf at the time of the application. If the application, contract, or loan agreement form was signed by someone other than the participant who is deceased, FSA will determine whether the person submitting the form has a legal authority to submit the form to compel FSA to pay the deceased participant. Payments will be issued to the respective representative's name using the deceased program's tax ID number. Payments made to representatives are subject to offset regulations for debt owed by the deceased. FSA is not responsible for advising persons obtaining legal advice on how to obtain program benefits that may be due to a participant who has died, disappeared, or has been declared incompetent. So contact your attorney for those. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any of the questions you may have, contact your local FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. We're also on the web at fsa.usda.gov, or you can reach us by email at iaatlantic-fsa@usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.